to the Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, live at the RNC. So, think about the last time you scrolled through social media, or you looked at a national news site or an app you're reading. Chances are you probably got a political ad that was perfectly aligned with your views, or perhaps one that maybe even outraged you a little bit, right? Talking to a lot of political consultants, delegates, and just campaign strategists this week at the RNC, I thought I had to figure out a way to get more information on targeted digital advertising and how the campaigns work from a strategic level to reach voters with digital ads, because it's art, it's science, and it's technology. Campaigns and groups work to reinforce their messages to convention goers too, right? Everyone here at the RNC may be getting specific advertising based upon where they're going or who they're talking to. So there's a lot of different things in this modern era of digital advertising. I wanted to figure out what it means specifically for campaigns. I've spent a bunch of years in the digital ad space, still do some work there. So I'm excited today to have Jackie Eubing, who is the VP of Candidates and Causes at Basis Technologies in Chicago, join us. Basis works with political candidates and causes to bring positive results to their digital campaign goals, political agendas, and cause-related initiatives. It's a highly divisive campaign world we live in, right, Jackie? So I'm excited to talk to you about the challenges and opportunities around digital advertising. How are you this beautiful morning?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. And while Basis is located, headquartered out of Chicago, I am sitting in a very humid Washington, D.C. today. So I hope the weather is nicer in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee.
It is. You know, the humidity has subsided a little bit on day three here at the RNC. It is beautiful. It is Chamber of Commerce weather here in downtown Milwaukee. It's absolutely perfect.
Absolutely. So, love it. It sounds like the crowds are really fired up there.
Yeah, without a doubt. A lot of people walking past even as we speak. So give us just a general lens into how you work with campaigns today and kind of what are some of the biggest challenges to reach voters in the digital space.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in this space since 2006. Don't add up the years to figure out my age, but seen a lot of changes over that time. And right now, it's really just about campaigns continuing to fundraise, right? Because they need the funds, and then what to do with those funds, and what that perfect funnel or media mix looks like from your traditional to your digital, who owns what, where connected TV fits, which I know we're going to talk about a bit more because mm-hmm. that's a real hot topic, where text messaging comes into play, where social, whether that's Meta or TikTok or even Google search still fits into the ecosystem. So it's a real fine, delicate balance, and also really keeping in mind the approach that maybe too much targeting is over-targeting and you're missing your voter, especially this year. So it's just, there's a lot of trial and error, but the good thing is in digital, that's very quick. You know, you don't have to wait for a TV to add or run from, you know, Tuesday to Monday and then figure out what that looks like. So we're able to get those real-time results and make those adjustments.
Mm-hmm. How do you work with conventions, obviously like the RNC right here in Milwaukee, to target and reach convention goers? What does that strategy look like?
That strategy, you know, most likely started, you know, a week or so out, really getting the message out there on other channels. And then as we approached this weekend and people started landing in Milwaukee and getting to their hotels and getting ready for the convention, geofencing, right? Think about your phones. Every time you call an Uber or a Lyft, every time you look at your weather app, you're allowing it to look at your location, and it's sending that ping as to where your device is, right? So we're able to work with companies that gather those pings, those locations, and say, okay, this device is at a hotel within walking distance of the convention, or, hey, Jeff's at Radio Row, and know that we can then target those devices, even though we don't know it belongs to you, we know your device, a device is there, send that device ads, that messaging, whether that's, hey, swing by Jeff's booth to talk about more about political advertising, or hey, what are your thoughts about J.D. Vance, or hey, learn more about Trump's agenda and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And you move that quickly. You can say, you have it categorized by day. Hey, day one, here's what the theme of the convention is going to be. Day two, and just kind of engage people in that real-time environment.
All right, Jackie Ulbrig joins us from Basis Technologies. When we come back from the break, what does the average voter need to watch out for with digital advertising? This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, live at the RNC. Live from the RNC, we are presented by Horicon Bank. Jackie Ulbrig is the Vice President of Candidates and Causes at Basis Technologies. She's also a board member at the American Association of Political Consultants. Jackie, again, thanks for taking time with us this morning.
Absolutely.
As we look at the digital advertising space for campaigns, how are you leveraging AI, machine learning, to optimize campaigns, but also kind of just looking at the ethical lines with the technology?
Oh, Jeff, with the hard questions. I think that's something that needs more attention from our space this year and beyond. AI machine learning is not something that's new to the advertising space, right? It's been here for a while since programmatic came in and DSPs became widely successful across the board. So that's, using AI and machine learning in that respect is just to have an extra set of guardrails, if you will, of optimizing to what ads are performing well, if they're resonating, are they getting clicks, are they getting views, things of that nature. I think where AI becomes a little scary or something we need to keep an eye on is the creation of the ads. It's one thing to use AI to create the script for the ad or things of that nature. It's another thing when you start using deepfakes, when you're showcasing someone in an ad that's not actually there and putting words in their mouth and not sourcing that you're using AI. I think there's a lot of legislation in our space that still needs to be looked at and come out, but that seems to be the one piece of it that, in my opinion, can be confusing for voters.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, leveraging the data on the back end with AI is effective. But in terms of the ad formats and platforms, there's a lot of game changers out there, campaigns using TikTok and other platforms. But how does the average voter discern that, hey, this is a real ad when some of the ads in the digital space aren't marked in the same ways as traditional advertising?
Yeah, I will say at Basis, we hold our clients to a different level, if you will, requiring for them to put who paid for the ad and information within when you click on the ad or scroll over an icon on the ad. So we're trying to get ahead of that as an industry leader. I think it's really on the voter to do their due diligence. If you see something and you feel like it may not be right or like anything else is too good to be true, do your research. Read the articles by trusted sources and form your own opinions that way versus just relying on the rhetoric in some of these ads.
What are some of the approaches that are being taken in terms of the true transparency? Like you said, it's making sure that all the ads are marked effectively and sourced effectively, mm-hmm. and also are served on legitimate websites that you are aware of the content, right?
Correct. So there's brand safety has been something that we've all been talking about in this industry for a long time, but there's definitely additional safety factors you can ask your ad vendor to help you with, whether you're pulling your own levers inside a DSP or you're working with someone managed service. Ask them, hey, what sort of safety parameters are you putting on this campaign? Can you make sure that we are staying away from not safe for work content, alcohol, drugs? We want to make sure that, you know, X, Y, and Z happens and we're not around that. Or you can say, hey, this is a really important issue to us and we want to make sure that our ads are showing up, you know, 90% of the time that this issue is mentioned in, you know, on different websites. So there's two ways to that brand safety, whether really zoning in and leveraging it or making sure that your stuff is staying safe. And we're seeing across the board that a lot of partners are already doing that, but you've got to ask the questions.
Yeah. All right. Creating effective, safe digital campaigns for politicians and causes. Jackie Ubig is the Vice President of Candidates and Causes at Basis Technologies in Chicago, although she's in Washington, D.C. today. Jackie, I appreciate you taking time, and best of luck in Chicago with the DNC.
Thanks. And I just, real shout out, I'm a Packers fan, so go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank.